From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. If the internet has taught us anything, it's that you want less news and more cats. So, on today's show, we're going to make like the crazy cat ladies we are and hoard all kinds of animals. We're going to listen back to our favorite furry and feathered stories from recent shows.
And for our canine listeners, we'll be broadcasting fart jokes at a frequency only you can hear.
Let's get started. We'll begin with some questions about other species that we've asked our human panelists over the years. Paula, when people talk about romance, they often talk about lovebirds. But according to a new study, it turns out that not only are birds not very romantic, but they often do what?
Kill each other.
That's true, but we knew that. This is more about romance than...
About romance?
Yeah.
They often...
Or the lack thereof.
Lose one another's phone numbers.
Or simply don't call back.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint. Well,
they retweet. They retweet a lot.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, in most cases, the early bird gets half the worm and hatchling visitation rights every other weekend.
They break up?
They break up. They get divorced, yeah.
Oh, birds, lovebirds get divorced?
Apparently, yeah. That's true.
I think that makes all the sense in the world.
Well, according to a study in the journal Current Biology, bird relationships, just as messed up as human ones, birds tend to cheat on each other, and they even get divorced, leading to generations of latchkey eggs.
What's the value of knowing that birds divorce?
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to ascertain the mating habits of birds. And what they have discovered is
Why?
I mean, what business is it of theirs?
Honestly.
What's the purpose of any advance in human
knowledge?
But
why do you want to know the mating habits of
birds? I mean, don't ask, don't tell is what I say.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Can a bird not have a little bit of privacy?
Well, remember we used to think sometimes like...
No, what do we used to think?
We used to think that birds mated for life, like swans.
I never thought that. What do you mean we? I never even gave the length of a bird's relationship any thought at all, frankly.
And how do you tell swans apart? I mean, you see two of them going by together. You know?
Yeah, look at them. They're still together, aren't they?
How do you know that's the same swan?
How the hell do they do it?
They have to spray paint the swan. They don't know. They're birds. Not a lot of going on upstairs.
You know, my manager, her car used to park on the street, and every day for a long time, there was a bird that was breaking its little beak on her rearview mirror. Because it would see itself and go, you know, try to make out. That's not a bright animal.
It could be a teenager.
Yeah.
It could be a teenage bird. That's true. Yeah.
It could have said, this is a different bird from yesterday.
He's back, maybe.
Look at me. Every bird wants me.
Roy, according to research published in the science journal Nature, it was just 380 million years ago that two lonely school teachers did what for the first time?
Two lonely school teachers? No. Sea creatures.
Sea creatures. Sea creatures.
Sea creatures.
Sea creatures. I guess your version could have happened as well.
I had an answer for the school teachers. I don't know.
Well, a lot of sea creatures are found in schools.
There you go. That's true. That's true. I think I read this. I think it was intercourse.
You're right. Yes.
Yeah.
Scientists.
I was going to say that for the school teachers. I should have just gone ahead and answered, and we could have moved on by now.
Scientists have wondered where mating actually evolved, and they now believe it was longer ago than they thought. They've been studying the fossils of these shark-like placoderms, that's a now extinct fish, and they found what they believe to be fossilized evidence that those ancient fish actually mated. Prior to this discovery, most researchers believed copulation
began sometime around 1964.
Yeah.
On or around the release of the first Rolling Stones record.
You can't just say that. Like, oh, they think it happened. Then what? What
well,
makes
question.
Them think that?
There are two things. Okay. First of all, they found some rather complicated technical anatomical features in the fossils that are common to fish that were able to do that. And also they found a fossilized letter to a magazine called Placoderm Forum. And it starts, this has never happened before. But
so, you know.
Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Ken, this week we learned about a North Carolina couple headed to Hawaii to have their baby. They're headed there because they want their baby to be delivered by what?
I did see this. They want the baby delivered by dolphins.
That's correct. It's dolphin-assisted childbirth.
Wow.
The couple will stay at the Sirius Institute, a group organized with the purpose of, quote, dolphinizing the planet and taking money from crazy people. The idea is that the couple will swim with a dolphin pod. They'll be there in the water. And when the time comes for the baby to be born, the dolphins will help with the birth.
I happen to know about dolphins a little bit, which is that that's how they, you have a midwife dolphin who swims along with the, no, sure, expecting dolphin. And when the, because they breathe air, dolphins, you know.
I know that,
so
yes.
when the baby comes out, the midwife dolphin flips it up in the air, so its first breath is of air and not water. Now, how they do with a baby, I don't know.
Right.
So you're telling me, like, this woman's going to give birth in the water, and the dolphin's going to flip the infant.
Now, but.
So they'll know. They'll know the baby is born. Watching from the shore when all of a sudden it's like, oh, there she blows. Newborn infant. Like a Polaris missile heading out of the water.
You got to get the shark in at the end to cut the cord, and then everybody's happy. And do the circumcision.
Oh, God. A shark moil. Here comes a little shark with a yarmulke. I love it.
Man, it's really great to be a dolphin. Cause dolphins get to play and splash around.
Oh, yes, we do. We love to
play all day and jumping when we're splashing. We love to swim and play and goof around.
That's what we do now when you
take a bath, you'll be laughing.
A shoplifter trying to make a clean getaway from Seattle Linens and Things was foiled when his girlfriend blanked.
Told him he'd snatched the wrong colored towels.
No. Dropped her pet duck. Well, here's a warning, Tony.
How many times did I tell her before we did this job? We rehearsed it time and time again. Okay. Don't drop the duck, I said. Just hold. All you got to do is hold on to the duck, and it's worked. Jeez, I can't believe it.
I mean, at least you think you could belt the duck to you, and then you know, it'd be like a hands-free sort of thing. Then.
Next time I knock over a linen store, no ducks. In retrospect, that was the most deeply flawed part of our plan.
The Seattle man robbed the store while his girlfriend and her duck peepers shopped at the Petco next door, you see. When the girlfriend dropped peepers in the parking lot during the getaway, helpful Petco employees rushed to peepers' assistance. They caused a chain reaction of crashes and accidents. They completely fouled up the heist.
Nice.
Faith, 23 states now have legalized medical marijuana. Nevada would like to go a step further. The state is now considering a bill that would legalize medical cannabis for what?
Pets.
Yes, for pets. Well, when Rover has a tummy ache, instead of eating grass, he can smoke it. Vets who support the bill say marijuana is a great treatment for animals' aches, pains, and their strange inability to really appreciate the Grateful Dead. Owners whose dogs have used medical marijuana report their walks have never been shorter or taken longer. And we know there are going to be a lot of thrown sticks you just never get back. In an attempt to control squirrel populations in Palisades Park, California, officials are blanking.
Injecting them with contraceptive hormones.
You're right.
Was that a guess?
I did read the paper.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
Awesome.
Now, the chimney squirrels, they want to do something humane. They're going to inject birth control hormones into the squirrels. Officials decided on using injections after they discovered that their earlier plan had failed because the female squirrels were storing the birth control pills in trees and forgetting where they put them.
Couldn't they just get, like, the Beverly Hillbillies to come over and shoot some?
No, this is California. We don't do that.
You know, anybody's with California. If you could catch a squirrel and hold him still long enough to give him a contraceptive shot, you could also just kill him.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. You can wring its little neck.
No. This is California. They gave this girl family planning. They did counseling.
And a talking to.
Yeah, a talking to.
A very stern talking to.
A little pamphlet. Tiny little pamphlet.
Tiny.
Postage size stamp. Right. Pamphlet entitled Straight Talk About Nuts.
Right.